This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the question, What Must I Do to Be Saved? Or perhaps the lesson might be entitled in another way, Saved by Grace Through Faith. The Bible plainly teaches we are saved by grace, but it also teaches that we are not saved by grace only. The Bible plainly teaches that we're saved by grace without some works, but it does not say that we're saved by grace without any works at all. For faith itself is a work with which man must comply. John chapter 6 and verse 29. The Bible plainly teaches we're saved by grace, but not without faith. It therefore teaches that we are saved by faith as well as saved by grace. But even though it does teach that we're saved by faith, and it does, Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, it nowhere teaches that we are saved by faith only, James chapter 2 verse 24. Nor does it ever teach that we are saved by a dead faith, that is, faith without works, but it does teach we're saved by living, active, obedient faith, James chapter 2 verse 26. In fact, very much of the second chapter of James is devoted to that point. The Bible does teach that we're saved by faith, but it nowhere teaches we're saved at the point of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30. The Bible teaches we're saved by faith, but it does not teach that anyone is saved by faith out of Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. And we enter Christ when, through our faith in and our love for the Lord Jesus Christ, we are baptized in obedience to His will. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, So then you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. That passage we noted in some detail last time. Also in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, Are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? We were buried therefore with Him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. Now these two passages, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, and Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, are the passages in the Bible which teach us how to get into Christ. One does not get into Christ by merely believing, or by merely repenting, or by merely confessing the name of Christ. All of these things are necessary, but they leave one in a lost condition, for they leave one yet out of Christ. No one can be saved so long as he is out of Christ. No one is a son of God out of Christ. No one is saved out of Christ. And no one is clothed with Christ so long as he is out of Christ. It is therefore clear that the Bible teaches that even though we are saved by faith, we are not saved by faith out of Christ. It therefore is clear that even though we are saved by grace through faith, it is not faith without obedience. It is faith with obedience. Note this very significant passage found in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. In regard to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him, the author of eternal salvation. Now you recall that we have pointed out in Titus chapter 2 verse 11 that the grace of God hath appeared bringing salvation to all men. And Christ said, as recorded in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now the Lord wants everybody to be saved. He gave his life that everyone may have that opportunity. But he does not save everybody. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. He is, as a matter of fact, the author of eternal salvation only of those that obey him. Now, if a man comes to the point of believing in Christ, but will not then obey what the Lord teaches, for instance, as he said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, then one does not really have the faith that will save him. And therefore, we urge you to recognize that Christ is the author of salvation to those that obey him. Be with us next time as we continue this very vital study.